Well, I took a 3-minute interlude and I was laying on my bed and I just read this awesome laying on my bed. I was laying on my bed seeking God and just engaging the presence of the Lord through my heart, my imagination, my mind, my will, my emotions, my spirit, and even my body. Just pursuing the Lord. And I read this, I got up and I went to read this amazing scripture that it's in the Old Testament, but it's like available now. I'm gonna go up to verse 6. This is Isaiah 55. I love this chapter. We should go through the entire chapter. Let's just do that. Let's just freestyle this one. I don't have anything but the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Ho! Everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And that he that hath no money, come ye and buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine. With no money, buy. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Hallelujah. What are we being invited into here? The kingdom of God is not in word only, but in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. It's not word only, but it's the righteousness of God, walking in the Spirit, walking in His peace, experiencing joy unspeakable and full of glory. Ho, everyone that thirsteth. You may as well not even read the rest if you're not thirsty for righteousness. Bless it. Holy shaka, man. Let's read that. Hallelujah. If you're not thirsty for righteousness, I would encourage you to get thirsty right now. Right here. Matthew 5:6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled. If you're hungering and thirsting, even after you've been made righteous, you're hungering and thirsting for more of His righteousness, more of His reality, more of His realm, more of God. Say, I already got God. Yeah, but draw near to God, He'll draw near to you. You can draw even nearer to God than you actually have. Well, I'm already in God and God's already in me. Well, look at Enoch. He walked with God and he was not. How come you're still here? We could still get closer. You know, Moses had to go up a mountain and poof, his face started shining, prophesying the head that's to come. His head was shining, radiating glory from speaking face to face with God. And then when Jesus comes, his body is shining glory. When he went up on the mountain, he got transfigured, prophesying the body that's to come. I think we still got a ways to go. I think we can still get closer. I think we can still hunger and thirst after more of his righteousness. Till his righteousness is bust through our skin. It comes out as radiant glory, enlightening the whole world. I think there's more. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. What waters? If you knew who it was speaking to you and the gift of God, you would have asked of him and he would have given you living water. Sir, evermore give me this water. The woman with her pot said. The woman carrying something. The woman carrying a pot to scoop up natural waters. But those natural waters could never wash away the guilt and shame of those 5 husbands. Only the living waters can wash away the pull of the world. Put to death the deeds of the flesh by the Spirit of God. So she's here, was standing right in front of Jesus. If you knew who it was speaking to you and the gift of God, you need to know Jesus and the Holy Spirit so that they will reveal the Father to you. You'll know perfection when you see Him. And that's the standard. God. That's the standard of your life. It's not just like being a little bit good every Sunday and then living for yourself Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then you give your life back to God every Sunday. No. God doesn't change. We're the ones who need to change, going from glory to glory. And how do you change from glory to glory? Ho! Everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters. That's an invitation to come and drink freely of those living waters. The book of Revelation. Whoever is thirsty, let him come and drink. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. Let's read the end of the book of Revelation, since it's the revelation of Jesus. There we go here. This is the last verse. Oh, here we go. I can't even find it. Oh yeah. Behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am the Alpha, the Omega, the first, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Here we go. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and Bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. These are the words of Jesus. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Where's he coming through? Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. He's going to come sovereignly above and through his saints. The cloud of witnesses in a cloud of glory. Hallelujah. Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. If you're thirsty, come. Drink freely of the rivers of living water. Drink freely of the river of life. Ho! Everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. You gotta go to God. You gotta go to the living water. You gotta go to the throne room of grace. Out of his throne flows this river of living water. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Buy and eat. Without money, without cost. What is it? How do you buy this? You pay for it by your thirst and your hunger. When you're hungry for God, you get God, you'll eat God. When you're thirsty for God, you'll drink the river of life. Life, you'll be filled with life more abundantly. When you hunger and thirst for the world, you'll be filled with things of the world. You'll be like everybody else on the world. With you hunger and thirst for heaven and things of the kingdom, you'll be full of the things of heaven and things of kingdom. And you'll be a light to the world. Come on. Basic principles, ABC, 1, 2, 3, happy me, hallelujah. Oh, shaka. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. It doesn't cost you anything because Jesus paid the price for everybody. Jesus paid the price. Come to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Eat some lamb. Get some revelation knowledge. Some meat of the gospel. Drink his wine. That's the Holy Spirit. Bringing like illumination to the washing of the water of the Word of God. It's one thing to have the Word of God memorized. It's another thing to have the Word of God come through you as a living epistle. Living words. Spirit words. Substance. Reality. That changes the world. and makes it on earth as it is in heaven. Come by without money, without price. Jesus paid the price. All you got to do is hunger and thirst and seek and find. Knock and the door is open. You know, just freely receive the gift of God. It's the gift of God. Freely receive God. Hunger for Him. Thirst for Him. And like I said, I already have all the God I'm going to have. Well, there's still more. Draw nearer. Find out. Like, prove yourself right. Just pursue God for like half an hour with everything, all your heart, all your mind, all your emotions, all your spirit, all your soul, all your body. Pursue the Spirit of God and see if there's not more for you. See if God doesn't take you from glory to the next level of glory. Wow. I've had glimpses of heaven. And you know what? They're just glimpses. John was just floating, just zoom, zoom, zoom. He's going, zipping around in heaven from glory to glory. That dude is way deeper. He saw way more than me. Enoch is just translated there. He's walking through realms of glory. Like doing cartwheels through glory realms. Like who'd... And I just got little glimpses. God even spoke to me like years ago saying, this is all you've ever tasted of me. Just this little tiny thin puddle. And behind that door of faith, behind that door is an infinite ocean bigger than the Pacific. An infinite ocean. This is all you've ever tasted of me, Chris. Just this. Like one speck of dust as opposed to all the glory dust in the entire universe. Hallelujah. That's all I've ever tasted. I want more of God. I'm hungering and I'm thirsting for more of God, more of His righteousness, more of His peace, more glory, more revelation, more understanding, more wisdom, more fire, more anointing, more levels of glory. I want more. I want to see His face. I want to see the details of the diamonds in His skin. I want to see the light of shoot out of Him. I want to see like where He was before the before He formed the heavens and the earth, that realm of glory that He was in, a perfect circle of love. I want more. I want to see 20 billion years from now when we're all just before the Ancient of Days throwing worship towards Him, our hearts be poured out to Him. Where the kingdoms of the... It's a new heavens and a new earth. I want more. I don't want to have to wait till my body physically dies. I want to die in Christ now and I'll be hidden in the rock. I don't want to see not only His back parts, I want to see His front parts. I want to see the middle. I want to see the Alpha and the Omega. I want to sit on His throne and see eternity past and an eternity future. He who overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sat with my Father on His throne. I'm hungering and I'm thirsting for more righteousness. I'm hungering. I want to drink the river of life and just let that life just consume all death and push it out. The river of life freely, because it's not bought with money. It's already paid for. You just got to hunger and thirst for it. It's all grace. The guy in the Old Testament, he was crippled and he was one of Saul's kids. And David wanted to just bless him. And he took this crippled man and he sat at the king's table with David. And he fed him. That's grace. The guy didn't do anything to earn that. I can't remember his name right now. But that's what Jesus has done for us. We can sit at the king's table and feast. Nothing of anything we've done to earn it ourselves. He just invites us to the king's table and says, come, if you're thirsty, come and drink of the living waters. Come and drink of the wine divine. Come and eat the lamb and have some revelation knowledge that will change your life and change the lives of those around you. Come and eat the bread of life, the bread of my presence. I just freely give it to you. If you're hungry and you're thirsty, if you're hungry, you'll eat. If you're thirsty, you'll drink. You can be hungry and thirsty and never open your mouth. Your mouth is your heart. Just eat God. Hallelujah, man. That's only the first verse. I'm getting really whacked off it. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? You want the bread of his presence, man. Hallelujah. And do you labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Eat that which is good. What did that guy say to Jesus? Jesus said, no one is good but one, that God. You need to eat God. You need to feast on him. Oh, Lord, I just eat your presence. I eat the bread of your presence. I just drink your blood. I want life in me, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I just received this free gift, God, of living waters. Thank you for the living waters, God. Thank you for the living waters pushing away all the dust of the earth. You know that I think it was Genesis, that the Philistines filled up the wells with dust, with earth dust. They stopped the wells where the water could be, you know, drawn out. Philistines did that. And then Abraham or somebody was like, not Abraham, was it Abraham, Jacob? They were like contending over these wells, trying to like get the dust out. I think it's Genesis 28 or 26 or 27 around there. You can check it out. There was contention over these wells. There's always been a fight over the water. Sometimes you need to contend within yourself. Get all the Philistine, all the dust of the earth out of your gate so that those rivers of living water can be freely flow out of you and you can freely drink them. There's nothing blocking between you and God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, but we can get distracted by the world from drinking these living waters every day. We can get distracted. Come on, there's not one person on this planet that can say that, no, I don't get distracted. Yeah, right. Sometimes fighting the fight of faith is just contending to stay in that realm of glory, you know, because everything's pulling on you, man. So there's a contention to fight over these wells. Dust. You remember what the curse for the serpent was at the very beginning in Genesis chapter 3? God's like, because you did this, dust shall be your food all the days of your life. Dust is serpent food. It's the fallen nature of man. When man fell, he fell into like the natural. The natural mind is enmity against God, the Bible says in Romans 8. So serpent food is the natural, like this fallen nature, and he feeds on that and he grows in that, and that's where that dust stops up the well when you feed Satan with your flesh. And how you feed God is like you just give your heart, you surrender as a living sacrifice, a temple, holy, blameless, all because of Jesus, but you're a surrendered vessel. You feed him with your hunger and desire for him. He feeds off of worship. God feeds off of your love. When you feed, whoever you feed will be magnified and surround your life. Whether you feed Satan with the dust of the fallen nature by continually manifesting sin or the fallen nature, or you can feed God by surrender, worship, feeding him your love, feeding him just thanksgiving, a sacrifice of praise. You know, when Noah, he gave a sacrifice, and it was a pleasing smell in the fragrance, like in the nostrils of the Lord. It was pleasing to him to see like burnt flesh. Hallelujah. It reminded him that Jesus was going to be the sacrifice for all of mankind. Will have a new world and a new heavens. And God, listen, it's here. Just partake in what God is doing. He's tearing down everything that destroys. He's destroying everything that destroys. That's not life-giving. Shabba. And he's building his temples of the Holy Spirit. Everything that man has built apart from God and used his name for it, God is tearing that down. All those towers of Babel, God's tearing them down. It's just confusion. It's not him. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. A temple bathed with living stones to reflect the cornerstone. A stone is a revelation of God. David killed Goliath with a stone. You release the Rock of Ages. You release the cornerstone. And you will take out Goliath too. You'll take out every giant that comes against you. When you can release Christ through you. That's what David did. As an outward show. He released. Bam. Took out the giant. By faith. Trusting in God. You release Christ. And your problems obliterate. Shabba. Spiritually, first in the spirit, then in the natural, or something like that. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh yeah, we're reading the Bible. Let's continue on in our Bible study here. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, delight yourself in fatness, the oil. Job 29 is like, he made my steps like butter. It's like you're just walking in the sauce. Every step is in the glory. Every step is in the anointing. You're walking and Your steps are bathed with butter. Hallelujah. I love the taste of butter on my toast. It makes the bread of the presence even better. Hallelujah, man. So, Holy Spirit, where are we here? Delight yourself in fatness. Oh, yeah. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord. He will give you the desires in your heart. Because when you put your delighting yourself in God, He comes through your heart. And that's like, out of the heart flows the issues of life. That is the desire for every man, is just to have life. Unless they're deceived. And that deception is just twisted. Mess them up. But peel all the deception away. We're all created just to experience the love of God. Experience those living waters flowing through us. Experience life more abundantly, which is God. God coming through you. It feels so good just to experience God. Have God's love. Have God's peace. Have God's joy. Shabba. Listen to this. Verse 3. Isaiah 55. Incline your ear. Come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you. Even the sure mercies of David. Incline your ear. Listen carefully. Come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. Hear. It's so amazing to hear the voice of your Creator, the one who created you. Incline your ear. Hear. Incline your ear. Hear. And your soul shall live. Your soul will experience life. When you hear His voice, the voice of another, you will not follow. You're following the Spirit because you're looking, you're intensely listening for His voice. And His voice comes with Spirit. Hear. And your soul shall live. Your soul will experience unspeakable glory. Unspeakable realities will just be birthed as dreams. You'll come alive again. You're like, all the world's just in chaos, but you're just like so full of life. You feel alive. Like, oh my gosh, I gotta release this. Here, and your soul will live. And so you go out into the midst of darkness, and you're like, here. And your souls will live. You don't have to be all tormented in this darkness and confusion of Babylon. Listen, God's tearing everything down. You think you see all this confusion in the world. Like, you ever cast out a devil? It rages before it comes out. The reason the whole world is going crazy because the enemy's getting kicked out of the earth. He knows he has a short time. He's been kicked out of the heavens and he's raging. He's going to be locked up for 1,000 years. And he's having a temper tantrum. So, be of good cheer. Jesus has overcome the world. Stay inside of him. How do you overcome? Even our faith, the testimony of Jesus, you know. We're not loving your life unto death, you're loving his life. Shabba. Holy Shatta. Okay, incline your ear, come unto me here, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Right here, verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. That's basically, it goes back to verse 1. Ho, everyone that's thirsteth, come to the waters, and he that hath no money, come buy and eat. Yeah, come buy wine and milk without money, without price. How do you do that? Well, verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and take on the mind of Christ. Let the wicked forsake his way. Seek the way, the truth, and the life. Seek his way. Seek Yahweh, Shabba. And the unrighteous man his thoughts, so you will have the mind of Christ. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creature. Behold, like all things are made new. The old things have passed away. So you have his thoughts, his ways. His thoughts, his ways. This is where I want to get to. It's so exciting for me. And let him return unto the Lord, for he will have mercy upon him and to our God, and he will abundantly pardon. Jesus is our pardon. Listen, he made it so simple for us. We just come to Jesus. We get forgiven, we get changed. The more we pursue him, the more we become like him. The more you pursue wickedness, the more you become wicked. The more you pursue righteousness, the more righteousness you experience. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled with what? Righteousness. God's righteousness. Shabba. Here we go. Abundantly pardon for my thoughts. Alright, here we go. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, and he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts. This is Old Testament. I want to read this, and I want to show you that. Shaka. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not hither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace, and the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. See it! And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. That sounds like something like we watch in the movies. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree. The curse is removed. And instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. That's Isaiah 55. Listen, His ways are not our ways until you come into Him and you pursue His ways so that you can know His thoughts and His ways. And they become your ways. Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's no longer you living, but Christ living through you. And you feel His emotions. You feel His ways. You want to do what He wants to do. You yield your will to Him, and then His ways become your ways. You don't want to do what the fallen nature wants to do. You want to do what the Christ nature wants to do. You're living out of your renewed mind. You're living out of true holiness and righteousness. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So we have the mind of Christ now. His ways were not our ways until He revealed the way to us and in us. Jesus said, I am the way. He's the way. When you have the way living through you as an experience, you have the ways of God. And you can yield to the ways of God freely just by laying your life down and picking up. And He picks it up and puts you in Christ in heavenly places, and you have the way. You know the way. He is the way. And He gives us His thoughts now. We have the mind of Christ. We, collectively as a body, have the mind of Christ. We all have a piece of the puzzle, our measure of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. So we can actually know the deep things of God as He reveals them to us. All we got to do is just go back to the verse 1 of Isaiah 55. If you're hungry and thirsty, you will seek Him and you'll find Him. Knock and the door is open. Seek, you see Him. And thank you God for just an increase of hunger. Hungering after righteousness, pursuing Your righteousness. Forsaking our filthy rags so that we be clothed in the righteousness of God. Garments of praise and robes of righteousness. We don't want rags. That's our righteousness. We want robes. Walking in robes that God just places on us because we put all of our trust in Him. If you're dealing with depression, the Bible says put on the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Depression is a spirit? Put on the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Don't be sing about it. Come on. So just like, yeah, live from the spirit. Have your mind renewed. The spirit of your mind. God, I thank You for the spirit of my mind. I just activate it in everybody right now that we can taste and we can see. We can receive Your holiness even more. We can receive Your righteousness even more. And without holiness and righteousness, no one can see the Lord. But with holiness and righteousness overflowing through our gates, people will see the Lord. They will see, taste, and see. The more they taste, the more they see. And the more they taste and see, the more they can come back and hunger. It's like, wow, if God is that good, how much more can I taste and how much more can I see? If I can see the kingdom, I can walk in the kingdom. If I can walk in the kingdom, I can get translated to like Enoch. So I was not. It's like he's not even in the earth anymore. He's like just so far gone in the glory. Hallelujah. How much more is there, Lord? How much more? How many ways can You speak to our hearts through visions? And how many, like You put Peter in a trance and he saw a vision. Put us in a trance, God, so we could see a vision. God, You spoke to people in the Bible. Angels would appear. God, we want to see the angels. I want to have dreams and visions and angels and Jesus and the cherubim and the seraphim. Like Ezekiel just looked up, he's seen the throne and these living creatures and they're zipping back and forth in heaven. How come he could see it? Well, I'm pretty sure he was hungering and thirsting after righteousness. There's more. God, I thank You for everything I've tasted and seen, but I want more. I want more of You. I want to give You more of my heart. I want to give You more of my mind. I want to give You more of my spirit. I want to give You more of my soul. I want to give You more of my body. I want to give You my body. I want to give You more, all of my spirit, all of my soul, all of my body, all of my time, all of the intents of my heart, all of my thoughts, every part of my being, God, just I want all of me just to be in all of you, so that I can have all of you and you have all of me, so that you could be all in all. Just more of you, God. I'm hungering and I'm thirsting for more of you, more of you, more of you, more of you, more of your passion, so that when, like, what was it? That prophet and the king in the Old Testament, was it Elisha? He died on his bed. He was dying, and this king came up to him, and he said, "Smash the arrows." The prophet said to the king, and the king only smashed three times. And the prophet was angry that the king only smashed the arrows three times. He's like, "You should have smashed five or six times, or six or seven times, or something like that, and you would have defeated your enemies. Because you were just like passive, one, two, three. You should have been like, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. You know, where's the passion? You gotta pursue God. You would have defeated your enemies, but you were passive. One, two, three, that's not enough. Gotta be aggressive. You know, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. How much do you want God? You can have as much of God as you want. You can have as much of God as you desire. Because he said, if you seek me, you'll find me. So you have no excuses. Like, I don't have enough God in my life. Well, maybe you have too much of you in your life. Come on, I'm talking to myself too. See? Oh, I did it backwards. Wow, that's weird. This camera does it backwards. See. I want to see you, God. I want to see. Open the eyes of my heart, God. Let the spirit of wisdom and revelation come in the knowledge of you, the Father of glory. I want to see that glory. Show me your glory, God. Moses. Show me your glory. God says, I will let my goodness pass before you. I'll hide you in the cleft of the rock, and you'll see my goodness. What is the glory of God? It's seeing the person of God. It's seeing his goodness. And it's the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. So when you see the goodness of God, you can talk about it, you can manifest it, you can meditate on it, and it brings an atmosphere of God so that people can taste and see God too. I set my affections on you, God. I set my mind on you. I set my heart on you. I set my thoughts. I thank you for the renewing of my mind. Thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the knowledge of you, that I can experience you. You're a tree of life. I don't want the knowledge of good and evil. Who cares about that? If it doesn't bring change into my life, it doesn't bring change to anything. It only brings death. Life. Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit. I want the fruits of the Spirit. An increase, a thousandfold increase of the fruits of the Spirit. Holy Spirit, just put to death all the deeds of the flesh in my life, God, so I can taste those fruits of the Spirit, and I want to see more. Well, you got to be born again. Born of what? You got to be born of the Spirit to see. You got to be born of the Spirit of water to enter the kingdom of heaven. What came out of Jesus' body when he was crucified? They speared him, and out of him came blood and water. It's like spirit. Spirit, Shabba. Life, spirit life. Washing of the water of the word. It's like he just took everything what the Pharisees did to the scriptures by turning into rules and regulations. And he's like, come to me and drink. And now it's the Spirit that gives life. The letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Come to me and drink those living waters. Come speak to the rock, and it will give forth its waters. Come speak to the rock. You'll have revelation knowledge. Come speak to me. Come commune with me and have a conversation with me. And I'll open your heart. Out of your heart will flow the issues of my life into the world, into your life. You'll look around you and you'll see like everything's different. It's like on earth as it is in heaven now, because you're speaking and communing with the rock. The rock was already smitten so that you could drink freely. You don't have to spike the rock twice. He's already been smitten so we can drink freely. As you just speak to the rock and he gives forth his waters. If you knew who it was speaking to you, and the gift of God, you would have asked of him, and he would have given you living waters. All you got to do is ask. All you got to do is seek, and you will find. All you got to do is hunger and thirst, and you'll be filled. And you'll be blessed for hungering and thirsting after righteousness, being filled. Not just enough for you, but your cup will overflow into your neighbors around you. And look at the overflow of the glory that I'm pouring into your life. All you got to do is open. Seek, knock, and the door will be open. Voice of another, they will not follow. Yes, God, I want more of you. I want more of your spirit. I want more of your life. I want more of your life coming through my heart, through my mind, through my will, through my soul, through my emotions, through my body. This is your body, God. This is the temple of the Holy Spirit. It belongs to you. If there's any tax collectors in my gates, just thrust them out. Take that whip and just... If anyone's trying to sell the anointing, prostitute the anointing, just take that whip and kick the table over and be passionate and zealous for my Father's house. Because I want you to fill every single room with your love and your glory and your peace and your presence. I don't want anything of darkness in me. The enemy comes, but he has nothing in me. You're the way. The enemy may come, but he has nothing in us, the body of Christ. Because we're filled with light. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. As I watched the walls of the church disappear in a vision, I saw like fire, mass fire all around the entire world. And we weren't even fazed by it. We're just worshiping him, singing, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Pure and holy, tried and true. You can say you're true, but are you tried and true? Have you gone through the fire of God, the fires of hell pulling people out? It's a journey. Enjoy the journey. It's great. You just cut off demon heads and pull people out of the pits of hell and just place them in heaven. Hallelujah. Hello, Shaka. Yeah, you just gotta hunger and thirst after him, and you get him. I remember just driving my car. I went to a worship meeting, and it was okay. I didn't feel much anointing. There was a little bit of anointing. It was a little bit dry. I felt it. I left a little bit frustrated, and so I put on some worship music in my car. It was about an hour's drive, 45 minutes to get home, and I'm just like, I'm listening to this music, and the presence of God just goes boom in my car. Just way better than the meeting. It was realm of the presence, holy shaka, of God. Just boom. I'm getting sauced in my car. And I'm just like, I feel the passion of God. And I just think about all the lost people around me who don't know God. And I'm just riding on my horse. I got the sword in my hand, just cutting off demon heads, breaking chains. Just slaughtering darkness with the sword of the Lord. And it's busting chains and people are getting free. I felt so passionate about it. Listen, we are warriors. Put on the full armor of God, that you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy, the plans and tricks and deceits of the devil. Take up the sword of the Spirit. Shut him down. Cut his arm off. Listen, Jesus crushed his head. You're the body of Christ. Take Jesus' foot and give him more brain damage. He's already got brain damage. He's confused. And just set people free. It's all about Christ in you liberating the earth. Simple message of the gospel. How much of Christ is formed in you? How much are you making it on earth as it is in heaven? That's our assignment. When you pray, let's boil it all down just to the real basics. Christ in you, the hope of glory, right? When you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It's a relationship. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. It's yielding to the will of God. It's yielding to the kingdom of heaven. Not the kingdoms of this world, but the kingdom of heaven. Thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. One King. Give us today feasts, our daily bread, and deliver us. Deliverance. Listen, it's all about having it on earth as it is in heaven. Where everyone is free. Everyone is drinking the rivers of living water, drinking the new wine. Everyone's feasting on the bread of His presence, feasting on Lamb, just getting blown away from revelation to revelation. Even the angels and seraphim and cherubim are like, holy, holy. You know, there's like revelation after revelation after revelation after revelation after revelation of what God is like. Just getting their circuits fried at the goodness and the amazing and the awe of God. And it's going to be on earth like that as it is in heaven. Everyone is just going to be awe because the rivers of living water are flowing through the body of Christ because they're drinking and overflowing. So it's important to drink. It's important to feast on the bread of His presence. And drink His blood. It's the wine of the covenant. It's communion. Unless you eat the bread of my presence or eat my flesh and drink my blood, which is just taking in the Holy Spirit, communing heart to heart, getting oil in your lap. Jesus says, unless you do these things, you have no life in you. Just be quoting scriptures like the Pharisees who would memorize the Word of God and deny the very living Word of God right in front of them. They couldn't recognize Him because they weren't drinking the river of life. Hallelujah. So we'll end on that note. If you're thirsty, drink. If you're hungry, feast. Whoever's hungry, let him come and drink and eat the river of life and the bread of my presence freely. Hallelujah. Well, I think I'm going to lay down for a while and just eat and drink the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah.